Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Wincaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. I am just so happy that you are joining in on this episode because we are going to be delving into practicing an invaluable technique that you can use right now, in fact, right this very minute, to lead chaos. This is a practical and simple step that helps keep our inner chaos under control. And we know that chaos grows if you allow it to gobble up your self-control. Now, I use this technique every time I'm going to speak publicly, like on this podcast. You'll see, let's say, basketball players or a baseball player do this. And for a basketball player, you would most often see it really, really clearly as a player steps up to the foul line to take that shot. And for the baseball player, you see it, for me most obviously, when they step up to the plate, that batter up moment, right before they're getting ready to like take that baseball coming in. All right, that is one area, but not only athletes use this technique. You are using this right now, but you might not even know that it's invaluable in terms of leading chaos. Yeah, we do this technique every day without even thinking, which is amazing. It's actually a perfect validation for each of us in knowing that we do have the potential to rise up when called to action, especially when chaos comes knocking. So what do you say? Are you ready to lead chaos? Yeah, let's do it. Okay, now if you're going to, if you have the option and you probably even do this while you're driving, but do be careful, please. What I'm going to ask you to do is to follow along to my count of three. Listen closely. I'm asking you to focus in on your breathing. I'm going to focus in on my breathing and slow myself down right now. Great. So I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath in. That's right. Breathe in. I'm waiting. Go ahead now. Hold it. Hold it. All right. Then one, two, three, exhale. Make sure you're exhaling slowly. That felt good, right? I always love a good exhale. So let's try it again. I'm going to ask you to inhale. Go ahead. Inhale, inhale, inhale. One, two, three, and exhale. Exhale, exhale. And continue breathing at your own pace. Thank you. So what was this about? I'm asking you to exhale. So what I'm trying to look at is helping you understand that it's so critical that you think clearly when chaos is present. Of course, it's critical to think clearly all the time, but specifically when chaos is present. And the best way to manage self-control and help your brain function is to make sure you are getting some good oxygen into your lungs. Now, you might be thinking, Rhea, inhaling is how we get oxygen into our lungs. True, but if we think inhale when overwhelmed, we tend to hold our breath. It's not beneficial for your brain to hold your breath. Your brain needs a good supply of oxygen. All our brains do. Now, by thinking and actually exhaling, now listen closely. I'm going to exhale. I have no other choice but to inhale before or while I'm speaking. So I exhale. And in order for me to start talking, you could hear that, draw in that inhale again. And that is the magic of leading chaos. And that's how it starts. The first step is self-control with a little help from your respiratory system. And that's the exhale. Your exhale essentially kickstarts your respiratory system and gets you on your way to getting a good supply of O2 to your brain. Now, remember, you might have to exhale completely one more time. And as I just did there, to just get that out, to slow me down, because you could hear my rate of how I am speaking accelerating. So I want to slow down. And to really slow yourself down, it's all about that respiratory system. And the beauty of our respiratory system is that, now do you remember this back in grade school? Or even if you're in grade school right now, the beauty of our respiratory system is that it is both involuntary, meaning it will function whether we think about it or not, think about breathing or not, and is also voluntary, meaning we can take control and manage our rate of respiration. When it's voluntary, we can take control and manage our rate of respiration. Involuntary, voluntary. Wow. I mean, talk about the bennies of being a human. I actually dedicated a whole chapter in my book. It came out in 2012, and it's called Leading Chaos and Leading Chaos. I'm going to take an exhale. Hang on. Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And that's a revised edition. And I called that Don't Forget to Breathe, because I know breathing and getting an ample supply of oxygen to the brain is critical in helping us manage the self-control within and not allow the chaos of the moment to overwhelm us. So there you have it. Leading chaos always, 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 always begins with self-control. And you gain that self-control, that initial state, by doing a critical step, which is the exhale. Anyone can do this simple technique. It will help. So let's lead chaos and exhale. When I come right back after my next exhale, which I really think I do need, I'm going to share with you a useful and free app for helping you exhale next time you see traffic up ahead. This week's app is called WAZ, and that is spelled WAZE. It's my go-to for highway driving and finding gas stations and avoiding traffic. It's a community-based navigation app, meaning you are linked into a real-time database of drivers, each who notify each other to slow down or avoid a route if there's an accident or construction in traffic. You can WAZ with your family so they know your route home and if you'll be late. It even has crisis mapping, which I love. Check this out from the WAZ blog, which was linkable in today's show notes. The Serbian community in Europe mobilized and created a list of emergency evacuation points, as well as a list of roads no longer accessible due to some massive flooding that they had there. Using these lists, the WAZ team added emergency pins to their maps, each containing an evacuation point's distance, address, and phone number. That is our global community working together and connecting for the good of all, and that is leading chaos. Again, look for the link to the WAZ app in our show notes. I want to thank the rock and roll band The Grateful Dead for the music on this podcast. It is from a live concert on New Year's Eve, 1978. You can get your own copy of I Need a Miracle. It is one of many good tunes played that night at Winterland Arena. Look for the link on the Leading Chaos podcast to purchase the 4-disc CD box set called The Closing of Winterland, December 31st, 1978. That box set and more can be found at www.dead.net. That is DEAD.NET. An interesting note about the Grateful Dead's history. The promoter, Bill Graham, for the Grateful Dead band, asked the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic in San Francisco to provide emergency medical care for the growing number of audience members attending the Grateful Dead concerts. That was the beginning of a group called Rock Med. They were volunteers that provide non-judgmental medical care and still do it today. Look to our link on the Leading Chaos podcast website to find out more about the band, the Grateful Dead. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please follow the podcast on Twitter at Leading Chaos. Check out the website and more about my work at leadingchaospodcasts.com. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe, and don't forget to exhale. I look forward to leading chaos with you next week.